This is Digital Story Podcast number 1058, June 30th, 2026. Today's theme is a report from Costa Rica. I'm Derek Story. Before I get started talking about our time here in Costa Rica, I just want to acknowledge what a great job Rob Knight has done, pooling all of his expertise, pulling together details, helping in the field, helping in lab, showing people techniques for how to capture birds in flight, birds doing their thing, and just all around fantastic co-workshop leader. I couldn't ask for a better guy to work with. Thanks so much, Rob. And without you, this trip would not be happening. We've been in Costa Rica for a week now. We have 10 photographers. Rob and I are leading this group. And then we have a driver, Ulysses, who is local and who gets us to where we need to get to go, which is no easy feat in Costa Rica because there are not as many roads as you would think to get from one spot to another. They often go through little villages and places like that. And sometimes they're not in very good shape, and it takes a lot of skill to navigate. And fortunately, we have one of the best taking care of us. We have seen many things over the course of this week. We started out in the lower lands near the beach. We're in Tarcales. We went to a fishing village. We went to the national park. We explored all sorts of areas. And then after that, we headed up to the Cloud Forest, which is just a magical place. And you're literally in a cloud sometimes up here in the forest. The jungles are very dense and rich because there's so much moisture. And as you can imagine, there are many things to see, many things to experience. Magic is the best word that I can think of for Costa Rica. So as you can tell, I'm pretty enthusiastic about it. This is my third time here, and I know there's going to be more. And I thought, well, what are the real things that I love about being here? What are the core favorites? And I have five of them. They're in no particular order at all. As I sit here and think about not only this week and the things that I've experienced, but the previous visits as well, it's very consistent, my experiences here. There's a lot of changes in weather. You know, sometimes you go to a spot and there were a lot of birds last time and there are very few birds, and then you go again and there's a lot of birds again. There's a lot of changes that way. But in terms of how I feel when I'm here, that is very consistent. And especially after the second day or so, once you really get in the groove of living here and experiencing, you know, all the good things. So what are those good things? What are the things that really attract me to coming all the way down to Central America with my camera in hand and spending time here with my fellow photographers? Well, let's get into it right now because I have five. No surprise, of course, that it's five, but I have five that really are my top of mind favorite reasons for being here in Costa Rica. The first one is the wildlife. It is amazing. I have to tell you, I see things here that I've never seen anywhere else. You know, it could be the scarlet macaws or the howler monkeys up in the trees, or the red-eyed tree frogs at night. It is so amazing to see such a variety of species, all the way from, you know, little bugs that you never have imagined or seen anywhere before, to the primates, to the birds. The birds are incredible, of course, to things that, I mean, I don't want to sound creepy or anything, but like centipedes and millipedes that are larger than anything I've ever seen at home. It just goes on and on and on how fascinating and interesting it is. One of the things that I remember last time that I was here, I really started to notice the leafcutter ants. And, you know, and suddenly you see these little chunks of leaves, you know, in a straight line marching across the path. And you go, wait a minute, why are those leaves moving? And, well, of course, they're moving because there are ants underneath them carrying them. And you go, what is going on here? And these are things that I've never seen a leafcutter ant before, and I've never seen many of the other things that I see daily walking around with my camera. So the wildlife is just amazing. And I come home with more pictures and a wider variety of wildlife shots than I do in any other location. And I think Costa Rica is just a fantastic place if you love to see nature in action, doing its thing. It is difficult to describe, much easier to show in pictures. The next thing that comes to mind is what I call from coast to clouds, and that is the variety in climate. You know, when we're on the ground, when we're on the coast, let's say in Tarquinius, where we were the first couple days, the environment is very tropical in the sense that it's warmer, it's very humid. You know, you're at the beaches, the ocean is there, we're on the Pacific Ocean side, and all the things that go with that, you know, so you're seeing pelicans and seabirds and all the things that come, you know, with ocean life. And then you go to a fishing village and you watch the fishermen work. You know, they're mending their nets, they're going out, they're bringing in the catch. Colorful boats that you see, you know, moored off, you know, the shore there, you know, and at the same time, you can't stand in the sun too long because we're not used to it because it is so intense and it's warm and hot and humid and all of that at once. And you have to make sure that you carry water with you so you don't dehydrate. You know, that is a whole life unto itself. And you really slow down because of the heat and the humidity. And then you travel up the mountain, you get into the cloud forest, and it cools off, and it's 10, 15 degrees cooler. The moisture doesn't feel as oppressive anymore. You know, it feels kind of refreshing, but yet you don't have the clear blue skies as often as you have when you're down at the beach. You know, you're working with clouds, and the sun breaks through sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't. And you see different animals. And life is different. And you're just 2 hours away from where you were before, but it feels like you're in another land. And you can do all of that on one trip. You can experience all these different ecosystems with the different animals, the different wildlife, the weather changes. It's really impressive to have that variety in one trip. So I would have to say, and I just call this, you know, from coast to clouds, it is really interesting to be able to have all of that in one visit. The third thing is the challenging photography. Things are always on the move here. And this is especially true if you're photographing birds. I think birds are a very challenging subject, and most of the photographers here are equipped with large aperture, long telephoto lenses that are much heavier than what I normally carry. I'm having tremendously good luck with my lighter rig. I have the Nikon ZF, and I have the 28 to 400 lens on there, and sometimes I'll get a little bit more out of it by going into DX mode. But the fact of the matter is there is technique to capturing good shots, and you really have a chance to experiment with things like subject detection and continuous shooting and working on your autofocus skills, your anticipation, you know, all those sort of things. You know, you have to raise your ISO up. You have to have your shutter speed up around 4/1000ths of a second. It goes on and on. These are things that you don't normally have to do when you're walking around, you know, in your local neighborhood or vacationing somewhere in your state. now suddenly you're going, wow, I am really dealing with extreme photography. And that challenge is fun and it's exciting. And it's one of the things that I like about being here. There are, of course, all the other subjects, you know, the little towns, the food that you photograph, the people that you see, all of that sort of stuff is very interesting. But when you really get down to trying to capture the wildlife, especially when you're under the canopy and you don't have as much light to work with, the photography challenge is a great thing to experience and really tests your mettle. And when you do come away with some terrific shots, you really feel proud of the work that you've done. Another thing that I admire about being here is the efficient lifestyle. Very little is wasted. The accommodations, they're uncluttered and they're elegant. The meals feature local foods. And overall, there seems to be very little waste. And when there isn't as much to begin with, it's used more efficiently. It's great to be part of that. We don't come here and expect to have an excessive lifestyle just because we're here. We're trying to fit into the lifestyle that is already part of this culture, and to do so and to experience it and to see that, wow, you can really have a great time. You can be comfortable. You can have delicious meals. You can do all of that with less waste and more efficiency. This is something that I enjoy a lot. I like experiencing it. And, you know, this is part of Costa Rica that I'll definitely be taking home with me. And then finally, it's the people. We are visitors to their land. And our goal is to be respectful. I know there are times when we fall short of our goal, but we are typically greeted with warmth and patience, tolerance for our inadequate Spanish, a tolerance for not always knowing exactly, you know, the proper custom at the proper moment. This is a place where at least I have felt, you know, most of the time that our hosts were glad that we were here and that they want to help us understand. They help us learn the language. They help us learn the customs. They try to make us comfortable. It's fun to experience people who want you to see their home, their land, how they do things, you know, how they speak. And I really enjoy the people here, and I have been really thankful for their warmth and their hospitality. So that's, you know, wildlife from coast to clouds, the challenging photography, the efficient lifestyle, the people themselves. These are all things that I absolutely love about visiting Costa Rica. And then the other thing, you know, that's just sort of overlay on all of this stuff is us slowing down and being more patient, more relaxed. Things don't have to happen bam, bam, bam. Things can happen when they're ready to happen. You know, we can move a little slower sometimes. We can take our time with things. We can just, you know, sit down and enjoy talking with each other until someone is ready to help us. You know, all of those things that sometimes I feel like we get a little impatient with in our home life. You know, we come here, and I think in part the weather has something to do with it. You know, the heat and the humidity obviously contribute to you just not being able to move as fast. And maybe those environmental conditions start to have an effect on, you know, how we think and how we feel and increase our patience and just let us stop and enjoy the environment that we're in. I know that we're going to be doing another workshop in Costa Rica next year. If you're interested in what I've been talking about on this trip and the previous trips, I hope you consider joining us. It's a special place, and I guarantee you will come home with fantastic pictures. And I just thank our hosts for making our trip as enjoyable and as productive as possible. You're probably not surprised that this week's podcast is going to be a little bit shorter. We spent over 4 hours on the road today. We had two different locations that we were working. It's fairly late at night right now, and we'll have an early day tomorrow. We're actually going to be doing class presentations tomorrow. I'm looking forward to seeing the pictures in our labs. And we do Costa Rica just like we do any other digital story workshop, where we spend a lot of time shooting, but we also spend a lot of time hanging out together and working on our pictures as a group. And I've seen a lot of the shots that I know are going to be in presentations. And so I'm anticipating that tomorrow is going to be a very special day, seeing some great photography. Now, we will be sharing some of that photography online on Derek's Story Online. So, you know, if you're an Inner Circle member, or if you're someone that's been part of our workshops before, you will be able to see some of the work that we've produced here in Costa Rica. And I'll speak more about that next week once we have some of the shots posted and how you can go see them. Speaking of Derek's Story Online, I do want to give a shout out to our Inner Circle members. I've noticed that they're keeping the coals glowing while I've been here in Costa Rica. I haven't had a chance to participate in anything online, but yet, you know, there they are chatting away with each other and keeping the home fires burning. I'll be back soon. I'll be back soon. Next podcast, of course, will be back in the studio. But in the meantime, I want to thank our Inner Circle members for supporting this community, for supporting this podcast, and for just being great photographers to hang out with. The Inner Circle members that we have here in Costa Rica, I think, represent that very well. And if you're interested in becoming an Inner Circle member and participating in some of the activities that Rob and I are already talking about for next year, just click on the Patreon tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story. You can sign up there and join us. Also want to thank our good friends at Red River Paper, the longest running sponsor of the Digital Story. Yes, there are going to be prints made from this trip. And there are a few members in our group that are talking about making sets of note cards, making calendars, you know, all that good stuff that you can do with these images, you know, to get them off your phone and to get them out into the hands of other people. Red River Paper provides the materials to make outstanding museum quality artwork. And when you have such a material like this, it is a marriage made in heaven. They also have a tile on all the pages of the Digital Story where you can explore all these different papers and printing techniques. And I encourage you to do so. And a big thanks to them for supporting this podcast. All right, that's going to do it for me this week. I'm going to get some sleep. We're going to do class presentations tomorrow. Hopping on a plane after that, and then I will be back in Santa Rosa next week, and I have some great stuff I want to talk about. Until then, get out there, take some pictures, stay safe. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.